Well, good morning once again. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and verse 30 will serve as our text this morning. Luke chapter 2 and verse 30. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Let's get this scripture in its context, beginning in verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Now here we have in our text in verse 30, For my eyes have seen your salvation, the words of Simeon, who is said to be a just and devout prophet. He was a witness to the circumcision and or the presentation of the Christ child in the temple in Jerusalem. Having received the promise of seeing baby Jesus and having seen the fulfillment of the promise which was delivered to him, Simeon's sojourn on earth would end shortly and he would go to his appointed place in paradise in peace. We're going to be focusing on two aspects of our text this morning. For my eyes have seen your salvation. The first aspect is this, that God's salvation can be seen in the Christ child. And secondly, that God's salvation must be seen with our own eyes. First, God's salvation can be seen in the Christ child. We have God's salvation declared and the very name of the Christ child, the name Jesus, which means the Lord shall save. For my eyes have seen your salvation. There are things which Simeon saw. We'll make note of them. But there are also things that Simeon did not see. And we'll make note of those as well. Simeon had seen the work of God in his life, throughout his life, having lived it in a just and devout manner. He was found often in communion with God and in his holy temple. Simeon had seen the worship of God in the temple, which was a picture of the day in which those who would worship God would worship Him in spirit and in truth. In the New Testament economy, in the age of grace, that which we enjoy, that in which we worship Him this morning, in each and every Lord's Day, He participated in the feast days which speak of Christ, which were given that we might have a testimony in the law of the Christ who was to come. Passover, for instance, right? The Passover lamb, which speaks of Jesus Christ. Christ is called our Passover in the New Testament, and as it is heralded of Him, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold, 2,000 years ago, He came for that very purpose. Simeon had seen the sacrificial system and all of the trappings of worship in the Old Testament economy. And when he saw those things, he saw them through spiritual eyes. And he learned the lessons which God had for him. He very well apprehended that all of these things written in the law and done according to the law were harbingers of the Messiah, of this Jesus who is called Christ. Simeon had seen the scrolls in the temple. He had witnessed their reading, the very written word of God. And he had seen these scrolls and he had heard them read from days of old, even since his childhood. Now, having delighted and meditated on the word of God, Simeon was like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Of such men as he, it is written that whatever he does shall prosper. Spiritual prosperity promised to those wise men and women who seek the Lord and His guidance in their lives. Finally, Simeon would see the Christ child who came after the appointed manner, born of a virgin, was born in the prescribed place, Bethlehem, Ephratah, and was born at the appointed time as written in the book of the prophet Daniel. We've noted many things that Simeon was very blessed to see. But you see, there were many things that Simeon did not see in his life. Simeon did not see any miracle wrought by our Savior in his earthly ministry. That is, aside from the testimony of his glorious incarnation. Though he prophesied of it, Simeon did not see the sacrificial death of his Lord, of the Lamb of God, which was done on his behalf and on your behalf and on mine. Simeon did not see the resurrected Jesus. He did not behold the nail prints in his hands, such as Thomas was blessed to behold. But again, as it is written, blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. For all of this, Simeon had faith. For what is faith? We don't need to consult Webster's book. We can consult God's book. As it is defined therein, faith is the evidence of things not seen. See, Simeon was privileged to see many great things. But there were many things that he did not see. And that's where faith comes in. And faith comes down through the witness of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. When Simeon saw the Christ child, he said, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." When you see the Christ child, what do you see? Do you cry out in exultation, in amazement, in excitement, after the manner of Simeon, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Behold, baby Jesus, born at the appointed time under the law, humble, innocent, vulnerable, identifying with fallen men and women, being tested in all points, such as we are, and yet without sin. When he first came into the world, what was the first instinct, for lack of a better term here, that Jesus felt in his humanity? He was cold. He came into the world, and just like you and I when we came into the world, he was cold. And Mary, the mother of our Lord, lovingly wrapped him in swaddling cloths and took him in her arms and held him dear, rejoicing in God, her Savior, and this great and marvelous thing that had been done. God chose to come in lowly estate and share in your difficulties. And if indeed he did so, and he did, he therefore understands your struggles here this morning. This leads us into our second point this morning, that God's salvation must be seen with our own eyes. Take a look very carefully at your text this morning. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Simeon didn't see the salvation of the Lord through the eyes of another. The righteousness of no other fallen man or woman could not be imputed to him unto salvation, but only the righteousness of Christ. And so he says, for my eyes have seen your salvation. My eyes. Each of us, you friend, are called to a personal relationship with the living God, Jesus Christ. We cannot get into heaven on our mother's coattails, although it may be that she has been day and night praying for you, and it may be that her prayers have availed much, but nevertheless, we cannot attain heaven by her merits. We can only attain to heaven by His, by the merits of Jesus Christ, this one who came into the world, of whom we speak this morning. We cannot get into heaven by virtue of being baptized as a baby, or even by being baptized as an adult, although it's an ordinance that all Christians ought to obey, or by obtaining a certificate of good standing from the minister at the church. Like Simeon, you must see Jesus with your own eyes and place your hope of salvation in Christ alone. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Amen. This being true, what is our conclusion? So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God. The question each of us must answer is, what will I do with Christ this Christmas? Can I really say with Simeon, For my eyes have seen your salvation. Where you will spend eternity depends upon what you do with Jesus and your time and your brief sojourn here on earth. There won't be a second chance, for it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. Perhaps you're a Christian here this morning, and you can say, with regard to your salvation, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Your heart is rejoicing, and you said, yes, I can say that with Simeon. For my eyes have seen your salvation. But perhaps not with quite the enthusiasm as Simeon had, or not with quite the enthusiasm that you know that you ought to have in your heart. The cares of the world and many external things, and sometimes things within you, weigh you down. But you wish to see Jesus more clearly, and you know not how to go about doing so. I will offer up four things for you to do. None of these things are easy, but nevertheless, they are attainable and worthy and noble goals. First, keep an eternal focus. The promise of the Lord, you will see me. For such as can say with regard to eternal destiny, for my eyes have seen your salvation, this promise is for you. You will see me, saith the Christ. Because I live, you will live also. Focus on that hope, and not on the things that are pulling you down here on earth. Family struggles, earthly cares. Secondly, pray continually. Resolve with David, saying, my eyes are ever toward the Lord. Pray without ceasing, and pray that the Holy Spirit quickens you, wakes you up when you begin to slumber and sleep, when you ought to be praying. Third, get in God's book, the Bible. Test the spirits, whether they are of God. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you know the truth, you'll be able to live your Christian life in freedom. You're not going to be so easily taken in by false teaching and false doctrine. And you won't be struggling with basic lack of assurance on critical and key points, such as with regard to your salvation. Fourth, purify your heart. Purify your heart of bitterness. Purify your heart of anger. Purify your heart of hatred. Purify your heart of jealousy. Because all of these things are getting in the way of being able to experience the joy of being able to say, moment by moment, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. May you be able to say at the end of each day, good night, Jesus, and thank you, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Lord, may you bless each and every one here and my hearing this morning. Superintend all of the details of the remainder of our service and the remainder of the day. May Jesus Christ receive all of the glory in it. Amen.
Amen.